was watching the football on TV yesterday, and when they flashed up the picture of Aaron Devlin in Croke Park in memory of him, you could just feel the tears forming in your eyes. The funeral took place, of course, over the weekend of Aaron. He was 23 years old. He played for Ballinderry, played for Derry as well. He died after contracting meningitis, a very highly thought of young man. But sadly, a number of young people do die as a result of meningitis. I want to speak to a doctor with the Public Health Agency, Judith Ewing. Judith, good morning.
Hi, Frank. Hi.
Judith, you're making a very clear call to all young people, and you want them to be thinking about the possibility that meningitis is something to be considered. The Public Health Agency encouraging school leavers, first-time university students, to get the new vaccine.
Yes, I think, first of all, we really want to express our sympathy to Aaron's family and friends at this very difficult time. And this does highlight what a devastating illness meningitis can be. And we have introduced in Northern Ireland and across the rest of this the UK, there is a new vaccine programme for teenagers and university freshers, but it's important to be aware that it doesn't protect against every type of meningitis, so individuals do still need to be aware of the signs and symptoms.
So young people need to be proactive, need to go to their GP and get this, or is it offered at university? Is it offered at A-level year at school?
This programme, it will be introduced into schools, but there will be a catch-up programme and programme for freshers, and that will be offered by the GP. So we're encouraging freshers up to the age of 25 to contact their GPs to get vaccinated as soon as possible, ideally before the start of term, because that's when there's large numbers of people mixing together and diseases can spread more easily. So we would encourage those university freshers to get in contact with their GP before term if possible. And I know it's a busy time, but it is really, it could make such a difference to them.
Is this brand new, or will some young people already have had this over
this
the last
vaccine,
few years?
It's not a new vaccine. It has been used for travel before, but it is not part of the routine schedule until now. So this is a new programme, and individuals who have had the other meningitis vaccine, such as MenC, this offers additional protection against some extra groups that we're seeing increase in the UK. So those individuals, even if they've had other meningitis vaccines before, we would still recommend that they get this one to provide the best protection possible.
Yeah, just remind us, you talk about the routine. What way does the routine work? If I was on a quiz show now, I wouldn't be able to answer the questions. And maybe as a parent of a 23-year-old, I should be able to. So just talk us through the idiot's guide to this.
Yes, well, no, I agree. It is difficult. And we're constantly reviewing the levels of different diseases and adapting the vaccine schedule in light of the evidence of what diseases are circulating. So we have noticed in recent years an increase in a particular strain called W. And that strain used to really only be seen in travel, but it now appears to be circulating, albeit in small numbers, in our population. So prior to this, the meningitis C vaccine has been part of the schedule. Children get vaccinated for that as infants, and again, the school leavers vaccine. But this is an additional vaccine. This is called ACWY. It protects against four types of bacteria that cause meningitis, and it's this one W that we're particularly worried about. So that's why we're asking individuals to get this, to provide this extra protection against this new strain that seems to be circulating now within our population.
So young people should be proactive. They should go and talk to their GP and say, I feel I need to get this.
Yes, certainly. And particularly, we're really a push for those starting uni, because it is a high-risk period where people are coming into contact with lots of new people. A lot of teenagers and adolescents can carry the bacteria without symptoms in their throat, and it doesn't cause any harm to them, but it can spread between people. So this will help to protect that vulnerable group.
What sort of signs and symptoms should people be looking out for?
Okay, so the meningococcal bacteria can cause meningitis, which is an inflammation of the lining around the brain, and also septicemia, which is more commonly known as blood poisoning. So the symptoms that we want people to look out for are severe headache, fever, vomiting and diarrhea, cold hands and feet, dislike of bright light, neck stiffness, a blotchy skin. There's also the classic rash that doesn't blanch when you put a glass tumbler over it. But we'd encourage people to seek medical attention as soon as possible and not wait for that rash to develop, as it is sometimes a later sign.
Do you need all of those symptoms or a variety of them?
No, certainly not. People can present very differently, and this particularly, that the W strain sometimes can present slightly unusually. So really, you have to, I think, trust your gut instinct here. And if you're worried about yourself or a friend or a loved one, then it's important to seek medical attention early. And not everyone develops that rash. So it's really being aware of the range of symptoms and any combination of those.
You'll understand that some people would be a bit reticent about coming forward and saying, you know, I've cold hands and feet and I'm concerned that I might have meningitis, because that is one of them. Very often you have vomiting or diarrhoea, and that can be linked to so many different things. The dislike of bright lights, you're feeling a bit dizzy. You'd be slow to come forward if you don't have a rash.
Yep. And no, I definitely understand that, and I agree. But I suppose the thing to look out for here is things that are different to normal. So some people maybe have cold hands and feet, and that's just very typical for them. But if someone has symptoms that are very different to how they feel normally, and it tends to, with meningitis, the symptoms tend to come on very quickly and progress. So if someone isn't getting better and is getting worse, and perhaps develops a fever, and they're you know, severe headache symptoms that are just more severe and out of the ordinary, I think is what we want to be encouraging people to seek help about.
So this programme, it's aimed at everyone born between the 2nd of July 1996 and the 1st of July 1997. Those are interesting dates, or dates of interest. The 2nd of July 1996 and the 1st of July 1997, and also first-time university students up to the age of 25. You must be a first-time university student. There's no point in going to your GP and asking for it, or am I wrong, if you're, say, 24 years old and you're, say, starting a job next week?
Yes, so it's the age groups that you outlined. They will be invited regardless of their whether they're heading to university or not, because that's deemed to be a sort of risk age group. The other group, as you mentioned, is freshers. And yes, it's just if you're heading to your first year of university, because if you're in your later years of university or if you're starting a job, there tends not to be the same level of mixing and living in close contact with other people that there would be in the first weeks of university. So that's the sort of particular risk group that this is being targeted at.
And if someone, an individual, is concerned and comes forward who doesn't fit into that group, will they get the vaccine, or will they be told, no, there isn't enough money for the vaccine for you?
So the vaccine will be offered to the national programme to the people that fall into these groups. It is possible to get this vaccine. Some people require the vaccine for travel and other medical conditions. So I'd advise that if they're concerned, they discuss with their GP. But the groups that have been highlighted are the ones where we feel the risk is the absolutely highest. So those will be the ones that will be eligible for this first rollout of the programme.
You were always planning on doing this. This isn't linked to the sad loss of Alan.
No. This is not in response to that incident. And I suppose it's the timing does obviously highlight what a devastating illness it can be. But there were plans in place from back in March across the UK to bring this programme out. Yes.
And Dr. Ewing, thanks for highlighting it with us. Thanks for your time this morning.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
That's it. Dr. Judith Ewing from the Public Health Agency. I hope that's been of benefit to you.